In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Christ is risen.
Truly he is risen.
Christos Anesti.
Adios Anesti.
Christos Voskrese.
Vaishnu Voskrese.
Messiah Khan.
Adios Khan.
Christos Anvia.
Adabarad Anvia.
We celebrate today another liturgy of the, and we have the theme of Jesus and the woman at the well. He comes to the well and gets water all the time. And this is a kind of comparison to our lives. When Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, they looked at all the things that God made as something that was an end. That's all they wanted, was the apple. And they worked to get that. And that's what sin is. It's putting me and my wants, what I want, ahead of what God would like me to do. He gives me a commandment, but I want to give God a commandment. See, we want to command Him to do what we like. And that's really what the sin was. Take, eat, it's delicious, says the devil said. It's good to look at and it's wonderful to the taste. So they were really listening to their own desire rather than God's commandment. They were obedient to what they wanted rather to what God would have them do. So that's sin. It's a misfire of desire. It's a misdirection of affection. Misdirection. And that's what happened to human beings. Now, when Jesus rose again, he gave us a new direction to put God first. And he gave us the power to do that. In our baptism, when we're baptized, we die and rise again. So no longer do we have to be dominated by what we want, because we're illuminated by what He wants. We don't have to be dominated by what we want. We're illuminated and informed and inspired to do what He wants. That's our possibility. We may not do that, but now we have fully the capability, a possibility to be godly all the time. Now let me get back to the woman who went to the well. Without Christ, we keep going to the well. We keep thinking that the last time we were thirsty and we quenched our thirst, we were happy. But we always get thirsty again. And we go back to the same thing that we thought would make us happy. And we go back to the same thing that we thought would give us satisfaction, but I can't get no satisfaction. You can't get satisfaction that way. See, that's the whole thing, the mistake of Adam and Eve. So she is really giving us an example of someone who keeps getting married, thinking, that must be the one. Now I'll have the happy life. Now I've found the greener pastures, I always thought. Greener pastures are because somebody's using better fertilizer. It's not because they're better people. Everybody brings with them strengths and weaknesses. So she kept trying to find what only God can give. And that's what, if you live only for things, and the material things we have in life, and even the relationships we have with human beings, we're going to never be completely happy, and we're going to always be thirsty for someone more. And that someone more is God. And finally, when he said, you will worship God in spirit and in truth, that's what she knew. Nothing material in the world ever made her really happy. She needed something above the world. So spiritual is above the material. And that's why we have to focus on God and all these things will be yours as well. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be yours as well. Because you won't think that those things are going to completely quench your thirst. Until you are given the well of water welling up to eternal life, which is Christ, by the Holy Spirit giving that to us, we're going to think all these things are going to be the best we can get. But when we get the best, which is Christ, all the other things, we won't expect secondary things to give us primary happiness. I kept trying to find the right thing to say. The secondary things of the world will not give us the primary value and appreciation and love that we're looking for, because only God can give it, because God made us like Him, for Him, in His own image, who is Jesus Christ. That's the only way. Then everything else in our life will make us happy. All our relationships will, because we won't expect out of them only what God can give us. And a lot of relationships in the world end up like this woman who went to the well. They become boring after a while. They become routine. And that's at their best. Otherwise, we get mad at each other and we start being resentful and we pick at certain things. Our personalities don't seem to be conforming to one another, but competitive. Because we may not know it, but unconsciously, we're expecting too much out of that person. We're not gentle with them enough. We want them to be God. They're not God. They're depending on us to understand them. We're depending on them to understand us. We're depending on them to have time for us. They're depending on us to have time for them. And on it goes. That's why God has to be our number one love. And in this, we can do something very practically. We should always pray to God before we have conversations with people. When we get up in the morning, we should give God our first energy, or as soon as we can. You know, if we, rather than immediately go into some kind of discussion or word with those around us, we should first go to the one who means the most to us, even if it's something small. Like, oh Lord, thank you for this day. He should be the first one that we talk to when we get up. And then after that, the secondary love will find their place. Something as simple as that. How many of us really do that? When we get up, we immediately talk to our spouse or our kids or something like that, and then we go to God. Well, that's kind of putting someone before God. And you don't have to do it publicly, but in your heart, thank you, Lord, for this day. And that way you'll get the well of water rising to eternal life. And that's why this lady was happy. She finally found what she was looking for. Since I already mentioned one song, I still haven't found what I'm looking for. But she did. So let's think about these things today. When we go forward in our lives. And then one last thing I'll leave with you. Wasn't it fascinating that Jesus knew everything about her, you know? Sometimes we think we live by ourselves, don't we? But what did Jesus say in the gospel? Not two sparrows fall from the sky without your Father knowing. And all the hairs of your head are numbered. Some of our hairs are getting less hairs and numbered. But isn't this true? So here, Let us always think, God cares for us so much, and He knows wherever we're at, whomever we're with, and every time we have. And if He knew all of her husbands, and He still loved her, that's the main thing. We may not be perfect along the way, but God still wants us to know that He loves us, and that He knows everything about us, and that we can change, and we can become better. And also, the more we do well, the happier He is. That's why I said the little ones can start off by being Christians. Well, if they make God happy every day now, imagine what they'll be when they're my age. Imagine that, little ones. Did you know I was an altar boy at 7 years old? I was. Just like you, little ones. Well, you're probably older. How old are you? This, you're younger than I was. See? Just stay in the altar and everybody will be happy. Maybe that's what I'll say. That's how I'll end everything. Stay in the church, stay in the altar, and everybody will be happy. Amen.